Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I'm so excited as always to be back in your ears. Got a solo episode coming for you today, and today I want to riff on that all too well known 3 p.m. slump that just hits like a bus, brings on all of the sugar cravings, takes away all of the brain power, and ultimately is affecting your fat loss. So I want to help you today with some very simple and easy to action tips that will help you actually avoid the 3 p.m. slump altogether. So there's kind of like more than one benefit for you in this episode today. I'm going to help you avoid the 3 p.m. slump so that you don't lose focus throughout the afternoon, so that you can power on through the afternoon without having to run purely on caffeine. I'm going to help you kick the sugar cravings that also kick in around the afternoon and in the evening when we get home from work. Oh my God, I've been there and I know you have too. And all of this together is going to help you see faster fat loss that just feels easy, right? Because if you're anything like I used to be, I know this whole situation all too well. And the change I've seen from implementing what I'm going to teach you today, and even my Fit Life Fam girls, it's tips that I give them too. Well, it's part of what I teach them in how to lose weight and have more energy and have more mental focus throughout the day anyway. But I know this all too well because I know what it feels like to be trying to drop body fat, but also you've got this job that keeps you so busy and on the go. And then that 3 p.m. slump hits and you're just so drained, you can't even get out of your own way, let alone focus on any job tasks. And all you can think about is the biscuits or the chocolates that are in the office. And you told yourself all day you weren't going to reach for them. And then it just gets too much and you go for them. And then you say, oh, well, there goes today's quote unquote diet. And I say that with air quotations because, you know, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. But in our minds, when we're in that sort of situation, you know, it's a diet. It's like, I'm trying to avoid these sugary foods. 3 p.m. rolls around and I got no chance and I always cave. And then you just say, tomorrow will be better. I'll just be stronger, willpower tomorrow. And then you roll on home. You're so dead that you just collapse into the bag of chips that's in the cupboard, or maybe you've got some chocolate or biscuits there too that you told yourself all day you were not going to go for again. And then it happens. And then it's just like, oh shit, there goes my diet for the day. And depending on the mood you're in, dinner will either be meat and veg. If you're feeling okay, dinner will be meat and veg. You're like, yeah, I'm motivated to still eat healthy. Otherwise, it's just like, you know what? F this, I'm making a pasta bake. And then it's just all out the window for another day. And the fat loss is slow. The results are slow. And it just becomes this vicious cycle day in, day out. And something's got to change to keep your energy levels up and to get that fat moving faster. So here is what's causing this to all happen. So I'm going to break down why you're getting the 3 p.m. slump to start with, and the sugar cravings that go with it. And then I'm going to give you some very actionable tips on how to actually stop it from happening at all. Oh, I'm so excited for this. I cannot wait. So grab a pen and paper if you're a girly who likes to take notes. Otherwise, download this app so that you can come back to it and listen again and again to remind you how to do this. Alrighty. So the first reason that we get the 3 p.m. slump is it's a natural part of our circadian rhythms. And no, that doesn't mean you're doomed. You can still make sure that you've got more energy throughout the afternoon, but naturally our bodies actually have a sleep cycle at around about 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, everyone's a little bit different, but roughly around then. It's like every 8 hours. Some people are shorter, some people are longer with their with the amount of time between their sleep cycles, but it's naturally how our bodies operate. Your blood pressure drops, your brain starts releasing a bit more melatonin, you get sleepy, your brain starts to slow down its functioning, like you're not as hyper-focused, and yeah, you can't get out of your own way, right? Like it's a natural part of the way our bodies function, but the problem is modern society has built us in with these 9-to-5 jobs, if you're lucky. Otherwise, it's like 8:30 until whenever you knock off. But essentially, we don't sleep in the afternoons. And there's been studies done, actually, or there's entire countries. Is it like Scandinavia or something? I know the Scandinavians are freaking smart when it comes to living life. I know there's some countries in Europe that actually do have built-in sleep times in their afternoons. Even workers actually take naps, like 20-minute power naps in the afternoons, because studies have been shown how effective it is to actually utilize that time and actually have that power nap and then keep going for the rest of the day. But we aren't there yet. And who knows, we may never get there in Australia and the States and places in New Zealand and places like where most of you guys are listening. So we need to do other things that are going to keep our energy levels up. Right. So firstly, we've got the natural circadian rhythm that we need to combat. Our bodies will naturally slow down in that point in the afternoon. Because you know how like you get home and it's like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and all of a sudden you're just like, oh my God, I feel like I could go again for a whole nother day. Because you're out of that low circadian rhythm sleep phase part, and then everything picks back up again, and then we get sleepy again towards like, you know, late at night. So there's that, firstly. But then there's some things that you are doing in your day-to-day life which are actually worsening the effect of that natural circadian rhythm. Because I can tell you right now from experience, I've been on the side you're on now where 3 p.m. just hits like an absolute bus and you've got no hope to avoid the sugar and the caffeine. Like you just inhale that shit. And I'm on the other side now where 3 p.m. rolls around and I'm like, oh, is it not 12 o'clock in the afternoon still? Like I'm just powering through the afternoon. So the first mistake that you would be making that is making your 3 p.m. slump and the sugar cravings worse, which is therefore also affecting your fat loss, is throughout the day up until 3 p.m., you're not eating enough calories or nutrients, healthy nutrients. So if you're not eating enough calories from the minute you wake up until 3 p.m. in the afternoon, if you haven't had enough calories, your blood sugar levels are going to drop through the floor, which is going to ruin your mental focus. You're going to have brain fog to boot. You might even get a little bit irritable, like someone comes and puts something on your desk, or you've got like a job that you have to do that gets landed at like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. You literally want to tear someone to shreds, like that feeling, low blood sugar. Combine that with like way too much caffeine. You're running on caffeine because you're trying to wake your brain up, but you're not giving it the actual things it wants to run on. It's like trying to put olive oil in a car and asking it to run. Like, yes, caffeine will perk up your neural pathways and make your brain fire a little faster, but without actual energy from calories and healthy carbohydrates, your brain is not going to be able to function properly. So if you're not getting enough of those up until about 3 p.m., you can expect a deep dive into that slump and sugar cravings like you won't believe at around 3 o'clock. Well, you would believe because you've had them. What's happening also is your cortisol is then spiking because your body's trying to run on less than what it needs to actually function properly. And that puts it into a stress state. Especially if you've got a stressful job or a stressful lifestyle, your cortisol levels are going to be higher, which does slow down fat loss and encourages your body to actually store more fat around your midsection. So you're fighting an uphill battle there with fat loss when your cortisol is elevated as it is, let alone if you're not eating properly throughout the day, especially up until 3 p.m. Then the excess caffeine, living off caffeine without putting enough calories and nutrients into your body, is just exacerbating. Anyway, we're not here for an English lesson. It's making the effect of the cortisol levels worse. It's basically heightening your cortisol levels on top of everything else, which is making everything even harder to function properly within your body, which is going to make that 3 p.m. slump feel even worse and the sugar cravings. And ultimately, all of this is having a negative effect on the balance of your hormones as well, which then affects your sleep quality, which affects your ability to burn fat, which makes your body store more fat, all of these things, and affects your energy levels throughout the day. So ultimately, not eating enough calories or nutrients throughout the day up until 3 p.m. or throughout the day at all, because this will become a cascade effect. If you are consistently not eating enough food day in, day out, then it just keeps collecting. Like, it just gets worse and worse. It just keeps piling on. The negative effects on your health that we've just gone over from not eating enough, they just keep getting worse and worse. And that 3 p.m. slump is not going to get any easier, and neither is your fat loss. And those sugar cravings are not going anywhere. Now, the reason we crave sugar so much when we are in such a stressed out state and in a huge calorie deficit, like when you are just not fueling your body with enough of what it needs, is because your body, your brain needs healthy carbohydrates coming in, because every carbohydrate you eat, regardless of where the carbohydrates came from, what food the carbohydrates came from, our bodies break them down to the most simplest form of sugar, right? So carbohydrates basically break down into very, very simplified forms of sugar in our system, regardless of the food it came from. It could be cereal, it could be bread, pasta, actual sugar, anything, it doesn't matter. It all breaks down into a form of sugar in our body. And our brains love that shit. It is your brain's favorite energy source because it's so easy to break down for energy so your brain can actually fire. If your body's not getting enough of it, your brain is going to scream for it. It's like an alarm system that says, I need energy. Give me that sugary shit. And it will make you crave sugar like insatiably. And that's why you can't avoid the biscuits. That's why every day you say, I'm not going to go for the biscuits today. I'm not going to go for the chocolate today. And then it happens. You get the low blood sugar. You get the tired. You get the brain fog. And your brain just goes, we need it. Make it happen. And you're back where you started the day before, which is why you can't break that cycle. So something needs to change for that to change. And this is what's going to change. Because at the moment, I'm guessing what you're doing, if you're anything like I used to be, you're rolling out of bed at the last minute possible. Like, you're waking up so fatigued and tired that your alarm goes off and you're like, oh, tomorrow morning I'm actually going to get out of bed with proper time to get ready stress-free. And nope, the alarm goes off and you want to throw your phone out the window and you're like, fuck that, I'll get up early tomorrow morning. Today's not the day. And you sleep in until the very last possible minute that will allow you just enough time to throw some makeup on your face, chuck your hair up, put some clothes on and get out the door. Breakfast, it's like, oh, fuck it. If I don't eat, I'll lose weight, right? Cool. Let's just race out the door. We can run on the smell of an oily rag. We'll eat at lunch. And then you might race out the door with a coffee, and then you'll get to lunchtime and you'll have something small because you're like, oh, I'm, you know, trying to be healthy, trying to lose weight. Let's have a salad with some tuna, or let's have a wrap, or let's have something small because we don't want to eat too much now because we're still watching the weight. And then 3 o'clock rolls around and that's where you die. And that's where you'll have probably your third or fourth coffee for the day, if you're lucky, maybe more, and the sugar cravings. And then what we talked about before, it all just goes downhill. So the first thing I want you to do, and to start with, it's going to feel difficult to change up the habits. If you are that person who's hitting snooze and not getting out of bed until the very last second, and skipping breakfast as you race out the door, or maybe you're just grabbing a banana and expecting 100 calories to get you through for 6 hours. Like, yeah. If you're racing out the door with just a coffee and a piece of fruit, if you're lucky, I want you to just one day, just this doing it once will change a lot of things for you. Just one day, have some breakfast before you go to work. Now, the reason I say that, and I'm not saying that you have to eat breakfast to lose weight. I'm not saying you have to eat breakfast to have enough energy throughout the day, because what I will always tell you, and all of my Fit Life Femme girls know this through and through, it doesn't matter what times of day you eat your calories and your nutrients. All that matters is that throughout a 24-hour period, you get enough calories and nutrients into your body. And the only thing I do recommend is that you just don't do it all in one meal. It's the only thing I'll say. However, if you are suffering from 3 p.m. slumps, sugar cravings, and it's not getting any better, then it is important for you to make sure you're getting enough calories up until 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, if we think about a regular working girls' eating habits. Well, work habits, I guess maybe we should call it. If you break down the amount of times that you can realistically eat throughout the day, because legally you're supposed to get break times. So you've got your breakfast time, your lunch time, and then your dinner time, right? So breakfast and lunch, and if you're having snacks, usually your snacks will occur mid-morning and mid-afternoon, right? So breakfast, snack, lunch, snack are all happening within your working hours. It's only really dinner, unless you have a late snack after you get home, that is happening outside of work hours. So technically 4/5 of what you eat throughout the day, 4/5 of your daily calories and nutrients should be consumed while you're at work throughout the day, right? So if you're only having lunch and some coffee while you're at work, you're getting nowhere near enough energy or nutrients for your body to function properly and help you get through that 3 p.m. slump, which is why the crash is happening and the cravings are happening. Pardon me, I'm choking on my words. And why the cravings are happening. So the reason I say at least eat breakfast is because it gives you that kickstart of energy and nutrients coming in so you can hit the ground running when you get to work. And then you back it up with a snack if you're someone who likes to snack. If not, you can get through till lunch. At lunchtime, you're having a decent lunch with actual carbohydrates in it, healthy carbohydrates. We're going to talk about this in a moment. But then in the afternoon, you're having another healthy snack. And that is helping you power through the 3 p.m. slump and beating those sugar cravings when you get home. Now, if you're the kind of girl who doesn't like to eat breakfast straight after you get out of bed, that is totally fine. What I urge you to do is make sure you have a snack or have a later breakfast. Like if you can take a smoothie to the office, prep it the night before. Just do yourself a damn favor and prep the smoothie the night before and take it in with you. Or if it's oats, like surely a lot of offices, I know when I worked 9 to 5, and I know things are a lot more progressive now, we were allowed to have breakfast at our desks because people were rocking up to work at 8:30 in the morning, right? Or 9 a.m. in the morning. Like we were allowed to eat our breakfast while we were sort of checking emails and stuff like that. If you don't have a job where you can sit down at a desk, smoothie or toast, at least munch on a piece of toast while you're getting ready, take the other one out the door with you. All you could do is chuck a bit of peanut butter on it. It's got proteins, fats, and carbs. All of these things. And if you are the kind of girl who you think, you know what, if I actually got my shit together, I actually can get up early enough to have some eggs on toast or something that, you know, you want to sit down and enjoy your morning and de-stress and whole morning routine thing, like that's a different conversation. But just make sure you're eating something within the first 2 to 3 hours of getting up. And then that's going to kickstart the nutrients and the calories coming in, which is going to balance out your blood sugars. It's going to help your body function properly. It's going to help you power through the morning. And then we back it up with something substantial at lunch. So these are your to-dos, all right? So I didn't really headline this as the to-do section. But what we talked about before was why you actually suffer from the 3 p.m. slump and the actions you're taking that are causing it to be worse. And now we're talking about what you can actually do that's going to help take away the 3 p.m. slump and the sugar cravings and help you see that weight come off much faster, right? So we've talked about breakfast. Now, breakfast can be whatever you want, just making sure it's just, you know, mostly made of healthy, nutrient-dense whole foods. My girls, I used to live on Special K. I actually thought Special K was so freaking good because I used to just read the packages of these things and be like, oh, it's full of fiber. It's got all of, it's fortified with iron. Oh, yay. Healthy food. Small bowl of Special K with some milk. Like, no, that Special K is not actually, it's one of the first ingredients listed for Special K is sugar. And it's probably one of the last cereals you would actually expect to have sugar in it. So cereal is not, it's overly processed. 9 times out of 10, it's got hidden and added sugars. Even Weet-Bix, unfortunately, I love Weet-Bix. Like how good is Weet-Bix? But sadly, sugar is the second ingredient and it's got sugar twice. I'm pretty sure it's got sugar and it's got raw sugar or brown sugar or something like that. There's 2 different types of sugar in Weet-Bix. And it's just like, oh, guys. But anyway, so I'm not talking a bowl of cereal. I'm talking, you know, whole grain toast with some 100% nuts peanut butter. You know, do yourself a favor, put actual nutrients in your body. Otherwise, you're still kind of going to be at square one because you might be having calories, but you're not really having nutrients, and that's not really going to help you. Or a smoothie or a bowl of oats, something simple that you can just quickly whip up and eat. I do my oats in the microwave. It takes me like 3 minutes to make my breakfast. I never skip breakfast anymore. I used to have the tiniest breakfast. I never really skipped breakfast because I get so hungry in the mornings, but I was eating the worst breakfasts and only tiny, tiny bowls because I was quote unquote watching my weight. Yeah, no. So make sure, and what you're going to have to do here to help you see that weight loss happen faster and to avoid this 3 p.m. slump is you're going to have a fair idea of the amount of calories you want to be eating throughout the day or that you need to be eating throughout the day. Now, if your goal is fat loss, and obviously like a lot of you girls listening now, your goal is to lose excess fat and have muscle tone. So you're wanting to increase tone, lose body fat, and by increased tone, we just mean burning off the fat that's covering your muscle so you can see the shape, aka tone, of the muscles. And if you are a gym girl, you're going to the gym to build a bit of muscle so you've got even more definition and strength, right? So that's the goal, right? And if that is your goal, your calorie intake goal should only be 200 to 300 calories underneath your daily calorie burn. So pop yourself onto a total daily energy expenditure calculator. You can find it on Google. Just Google TDEE, answer the questions, and it will spit out how many calories you burn in a day. Don't let it tell you how many you should consume to achieve a certain weight loss goal because, oh my God, those, they, yeah, some of them are astronomically wrong and it can really F you up. What I recommend is once you find out the daily amount that you're burning, subtract 300 from it. And then that's your daily calorie intake that you need to meet. And if you're not sure, drop me a DM and check, please, because the last thing I want is for you to take all this advice and then go and actually accidentally F up your calorie calculations of what you should be eating and way under eat or accidentally overeat and not see the results. So if you are unsure or you just want to double check, just shoot me a DM and I will gladly help you make sure that you are correct. But then all you need to do is just reverse engineer that. And once you know how many calories you should be eating a day to be in that slight 300 calorie deficit, the reason for that that number is to make sure your body's getting enough of what it needs, but just under to the point where it's not affecting your metabolism. It's not going to slow your metabolism down. It's not going to put your body into a stressed out state where it's going to store more fat. It's giving your body everything it needs to happily burn fat and be able to. But it's just enough that it's gradually going to tap into your stored fat for the excess energy to build up the deficit, right? To bring you up to equal energy expenditure for the day. So that's why. That's why it's 200 to 300 calories. It's just that sweet spot that makes it work seamlessly for your body and your fat loss. But more importantly, if you are making sure that you're eating that amount of calories throughout the day, you're not going to run out of energy because you're fueling your body with the amount of energy it needs to get throughout the day. And it's just got to take a little bit of your stored fat to make up the deficit. And that's where the fat loss comes from, right? So you're not going to feel that 3 p.m. slump because you're actually fueling your body and your brain with the energy it needs. And you're not going to be craving sugar, so you're not going to be eating all these empty calories that are just adding to the waistline. Your cortisol levels will come down. Your caffeine dependency will come down. Your hormones will balance out. Your sleep will be better. Therefore, you won't be waking tired. So, hey, guess who might be able to wake up earlier in the morning and actually have a substantial breakfast and less stressful mornings? There you go. Your hormones balance out and fat loss happens so much faster. And you power on through the day and be more productive at your job. So you can climb the career ladder, right? It's win-win, but all you've got to do is just make sure you're eating the right amount of calories, and it's just easier. It's easier if you're making sure that you're dividing your calories within meals throughout the day. So that's why breakfast is easier because it helps you kickstart the day, gets your brain firing, gets your body firing, helps you start the day strong, reduces the dependency on caffeine in the morning. You can have a coffee or two, but it's not your life source. You know, you love it for the flavor, not because you'll literally fall over if you don't have caffeine. That's control. That's where you're really in control of your health and your life then. So so that having something early in the morning that's healthy, kickstarts you. Lunch backs it up. And my second key here is with lunch, please don't just go and have a skimpy salad. Like, if you just had a small bowl of oats and a cup or a couple of pieces of toast for breakfast, and then you just have a salad, like a tuna salad or something, and like a lot of my girls, I would grab, well, the girls who come to me, this is what they usually are doing, is they're just having like a tiny salad with a half a tin of tuna just like popped in there and calling it lunch. And there's no carbs, there's no rice, there's no bread, there's no wraps, there's no healthy carbohydrates in there. And so the brain has to work really hard to break down salad and meat protein to get sugars out of it for carbohydrates. So the brain has to fight really hard to get any sugars out of those to help it fire properly. So at lunchtime, you want to be giving your body healthy carbohydrates. And the more healthy carbohydrates you eat, the more energy your body is going to have, because carbohydrates are your body's favorite energy source. And when you've got more energy, you burn more calories. Make sense? But remember, you're still in that slight calorie deficit. So you can eat the carbs, because you're not going to gain weight from eating the carbs because you're in a calorie deficit. So don't be scared of the carbs. They're actually going to help you. They're probably the key factor that's going to help you get through that 3 p.m. slump. Because if you have those healthy carbs, you're less likely to have that low blood sugar, because the healthy carbs are low GI. So they slow a burn. They don't spike your blood sugars and then crash them. So you've got that energy flow throughout the afternoon. And then in the afternoon, you have a healthy snack. And I'm not talking muesli bars. Why am I not talking muesli bars? Have you looked at the ingredients of muesli bars? There's sugar in them. There's processed ingredients in them. More of the ingredients in them you can't pronounce than the ones that you can. Unless you find yourself a magical muesli bar that is fully made of healthy ingredients. And I'm talking just like honey or maple syrup, some nuts, some dates, some oats, puffed rice, go for gold if you find something like that. But if it's got sugar added, if it's got all of these ingredients you can't pronounce, it's really not a healthy option for the afternoon. On the odd occasion, it's going to be fine, but more often than not, we want to be using as many healthy, unprocessed ingredients as we can to really give your body everything it needs nutrient-wise as well. So something healthy in the afternoons, and then by the time you get home, you're not going to be craving sugar. You're going to have energy. You'll be able to cook a healthy dinner because your brain will be functioning properly. You're not just going to be like, oh, just chuck the pasta bake in the oven. I'll worry about health tomorrow. You're actually going to have a delicious, healthy, substantial dinner. You're going to go to bed with actual natural, you know, circadian rhythm energies because your cortisol and your hormone levels are balanced. You're going to sleep well. You're going to wake up the next day, and then that becomes your cycle. Energized, focused, losing weight, health, instead of just feeling like you're chasing your tail every day. All right? So, yeah, I hope that has made sense. I hope this has been super valuable for you. And of course, my girls, I'm not just going to leave you high and dry. If you've been listening to this and you're like, hells yeah, I want to start fueling my body properly so that I don't fall asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I can be more productive, so I can lose weight faster, and I don't crave sugar all the time, and I'm not dependent on caffeine. But if you're thinking that, if you want that life for yourself, but you're just like, I actually wouldn't know the first thing about how to know which foods are actually healthy or how to actually put together healthy meals that will hit my calorie needs and actually fit into my busy lifestyle, then girl, that's where I've got your back. So if you would like some guidance on understanding how to actually put meals and snacks together that you enjoy eating that will meet your calorie and macro needs, and I mean like your calorie needs, making sure you're getting enough proteins, fats, and carbohydrates throughout the day so that you're not overeating your carbs, because obviously there's a balance, there's a ratio that we want to be consuming our macros in. So that 40 to 45% carbohydrates, 30 to 35% proteins, and 20 to 25% fats. Cool. That's the sweet spot of calorie of macro breakdown that our bodies prefer to make sure you're getting the right types of nutrients into your body at the right quantities for it to function properly. Therefore, for you to be able to burn fat faster too. So if you just feel like, you know what, I don't have the time to sit down and work all that out, and you just kind of want it done for you, but you also want it to feel you want it to be personalized for your eating preferences and your lifestyle, that's where I come in. All of my FitLife Fam girls get their very own personalized meal plans that are tailored to their calorie needs and macro needs, and with completely flexible meal options. So you can choose how many times a day you want to eat. You can swap meals out if you don't like what's there. You get up to seven days worth of different meal plans each week, which updates with you. So you update your progress every week in the app, and you will get a brand new meal plan up to 7 days worth every week that's tailored to your progress. And that stops you from plateauing with your weight loss as well. So if you would love guidance with that kind of thing to help teach you how to do it so that you can learn, get results, and then continue on for the rest of your life because you know how to do it, then just drop me a DM saying fit, and we will have a chat about your goals, your lifestyle, and put together a plan that's going to work specifically for you. Cool. And my biggest thing with the FitLife Fam is it's personalized coaching without the personalized coaching price tag, right? Like we aren't here to empty the bank account. We're here to help you actually get fit, right? So, and healthy and lose weight. So yeah, just drop me a DM saying fit, and we'll make a completely tailored, personalized approach for you with my guidance and support the whole way. So you won't be on your own. You won't just be a number. You will actually have my help there to help you understand how everything works so you can actually make this your lifestyle and be that girl who rocks up to work with all the energy, that crushes all of the tasks at work, that gets the promotions and has energy and doesn't crave sugar and just is in the best shape of her life and fucking loves it. So yeah, drop me a DM saying fit if you would love that, and we'll chat. But that is it from me for today, for now, fam. So thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Any questions at all off the back of this as well, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I always put my socials in the show notes for you. So Instagram and Facebook, you can contact me on either. And just let me know any questions I can clarify and help you further with from this episode. But as I always say, if you did get value from this episode and you know someone else who would also get value and benefit from hearing this episode, please don't keep it to yourself. Tell them about us. Tell them to look up the Fit Life with MJ podcast on their favorite podcast streaming platform so that they can have a listen to and they can learn and grow with us and with you. And it helps us reach more people too. The more people we get listening to this podcast, the more it gets pushed out when people are searching for podcasts like this. And yeah, we can reach and help more people. So yeah, thank you so much once again. And oh, as I always say as well, I would love if you've got time, pop over on the platform you're listening to and leave us a 5-star review, because that also helps get us to the top of the lists when people are searching for this so that we can reach more people. And then you get to have a hand in helping more people skyrocket their health as well. All right, my loves, I will talk to you all in the next episode. Bye for now.